Wrangell's public safety building isn't safe. That's the professional opinion of Anchorage-based engineer David Boggs.
Right now, it would not pass a fire alarm inspection.
He's part of a team of engineers and architects that recently assessed the gray two-story building on Zamovia Highway. At a recent Wrangell assembly meeting, Capitol Facilities Director Amber El Haddad said this isn't a new problem. The fire alarm system was flagged about 3 years ago.
But it got dropped off the last couple years while we were trying to decide what to do with this building.
The failing fire alarm isn't the public safety building's only challenge, not even close. Rotten wooden beams were discovered at least 20 years ago. The west side of the building is still decaying, structural engineer Brian Nielsen said during the March 11th meeting.
The rot was very extensive, to the point where you could put a screwdriver right through the floor beams, you know, all the way through them.
In fact, a shoring wall had to be put up last year to keep the side of the building from collapsing and spilling debris into the court offices and out onto the back parking lot. Then there's the ventilation system. Mechanical engineer Bart Semler says that's also not up to code.
Right now, the building's control system is an antiquated pneumatic system that many, if not all, of the pieces and parts are essentially failed.
It was built in 1987. Juno architect Sean Boyle says a lot of buildings from that period are substandard.
And it's unfortunate that so much money was invested then in technology that wasn't that great, but it's kind of something that we run into in most older public buildings in Alaska.
So, the building's architecture, wiring, airflow, heating, and cooling systems are all either malfunctioning or on their way out. What can the city do to save the building that houses Wrangell's police and fire departments, local jail, DMV, courthouse, customs office, and even the public shooting range? Well, basic repairs to preserve the original building could cost around $13 million, and that wouldn't address the building's issues in the long run. An entirely new public safety building, whether where the current building stands or on the old hospital site, would both cost around $30 million, the engineers said. Capitol Facilities Director Amber El Haddad explained that Wrangell's local government can't afford to make the repairs all at once.
We don't have the luxury of doing that for a number of reasons with this project. Number one being the variety of occupants that we have. The number of occupants that we have, and the complexity of the systems, the building systems that are shared between all of these occupancies. Also, at this point, we likely don't have the funding.
Wrangell's city leaders say the solution will likely have to be done in phases.
The urgency of the need here, I think, kind of narrows our decision space.
That's Assemblymember Bob Dalrymple.
It's pretty severe conditions in that building. I think that really limits the time that we have to deal with stuff. And to me, that would mean that we would focus more on moving forward as fast as we can, rather than spending a lot of time trying to come up with the perfect solution in all aspects. I don't know if we would ever have enough time.
Assemblymember Ann Morrison agreed the repairs are far overdue.
I know we're on the horns of a dilemma, but at least we're on the horns.
The fact remains, money's tight. Even basic repairs will be a big cost for Wrangell taxpayers, even at the most conservative project cost estimates, says borough manager Lisa Von Bargen.
If we had to fund the entire project ourselves and do a geo bond for this project, it would require the equivalent of a 4 mil property tax increase for this community.
4 mils means a property owner with a house assessed at $200,000 could expect to see a tax hike of about $800 a year. But any effort to borrow the funds through a bond measure would have to be approved by local voters. First things first, Von Bargen says her office administration is working to get the building's fire alarm system fixed. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.